Good afternoon, everyone. We're going to go ahead and call to order the Liberty County School Board August 8, 2017 regular meeting. We will open with prayer and pledge led by Mr. Petty and Mr. Flowers. If everyone would stand, please.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for the afternoon, Lord, to come out and take care of some school business. Father, we thank you, God, for, Lord, your provision to take care of us. And, Lord, we trust you to do just that. God, we have some special needs amongst us physically tonight. We pray for Mr. Summer's shoulder. Pray you continue to bring healing in his life for that. Lord, we pray for Mr. House, God, as he goes through treatment. We pray your healing hand upon him as well. Lord, there are others, God, in our school system that need the very same thing, God, of you to touch them. So we pray for them. Pray for our kids. Lord, as they get ready to come back to school on Thursday, Lord, we pray for all of our staff and all the workers, God. I pray that your hand of protection would be upon them. Lord, give us great wisdom and discernment tonight, Lord, to carry out, Lord, your will through the school system. So, God, I pray that you just give us that, what we need tonight. Lord, we love you and we thank you for everything you've done for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This evening we have a presentation by Mr. Greg Kelly with CRA. So we will, if they may need just a few minutes to get it going, so we'll give them a few minutes.
If you want to do it from there.
I can do it from there.
It'll just record better.
Yep.
But you can take,
hear me better.
You can take it off the whole time.
Nah, I can. I just wanted to do a short slideshow for the board. Just kind of, last time I was here, we talked about a few things, and this is just more of that. We've got a checklist we'll look at, not the past board meeting, but when I was here before the funding actually occurred, we started that checklist, and we'll show you where we are with that, and then kind of the rules of the game from here forward, where we're going to go.
Mr. House, can y'all see? Do y'all want to move?
I can't see.
We might not be able to see anything.
Oh.
Walk us through it.
Y'all can roll around here if you want to. Only if you want to. We didn't have anybody sign up for a public comment. We're going to go ahead and move on until they get this up. We didn't have anybody sign up for public comment this evening, so we'll go ahead and move on to item number 4 to approve the minutes from the July 11, 2017 board meeting that can be found on the July 11, 2017 regular board meeting online. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 5, we're at superintendent's report. Mr. Summers, do you have anything tonight for us?
Just a couple things. A reminder that school does start Thursday, first day for our kids. And, we're double checking our lights and the zones and all, coordinating with SROs and all this kind of stuff to get our act together. Kevin's done a great job of that, getting our transportation all lined up, ready to go. Tomorrow, our open houses. Our elementary principals.
Toller and Hosford.
For Toller and Hosford, I'm just looking for
Jesse. Just
okay.
To get help.
Okay. And tomorrow. And one final thing, ask the board if you will, let's move the September meeting to September the 7th at 5:15. That would accommodate our budget hearing and our regular board meeting and keep us from having to meet almost back to back.
Did we do that?
Yeah, we did that.
We already did that.
I believe it was Friday. Seth went ahead and took care of announcing and doing that. So
I wasn't sure about it. So anyway, September 7th will be our next meeting.
Okay.
5:15.
All right.
That's all.
That's all? Okay. Item number 6, additions and corrections to the agenda. Item A, we have emergency items A through F. Item B, approve the updated 21st CC personnel consent list, which is 21st century. Approve the updated personnel consent table, which is attached. And the iReady testing windows were changed from August 21st to September 1st to actually read to August 14th through September 1st. Do you have a motion to for these additions and corrections?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 7, approve the agenda with the additions and corrections. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Reddick. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 8, consent items, which are our principal's report, which include principal report for July 2017, financial statements for July 2017. We have no budget amendments, and this will also include bills and payroll for July 2017. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Are we ready to go back to the presentation? Okay. We'll go back to consent items letter B once the presentation is over. So we're going to go ahead and go back to Mr. Greg Kelly with CRA.
Thank you. Can everybody see it okay? All right. Like I said, I've got a short presentation. Seth, you my clicker.
All right.
Go ahead. This is a short index of what we're looking at, the special facilities construction account checklist, where we are, what we've checked off, kind of the funding timeline, how the money's going to drop, the design process, the design timeline, construction timeline, the overall project timeline. I know you're getting a lot of questions about when, and when are we going to be finished, so we're going to talk about that tonight, and then delivery methods, how you're going to procure doing this work. So, all right. First one, this is the checklist we did. We went through as we applied for everything. We're down second item from the bottom. It's where we are. Legislation has funded the project. So that's where we are. The last thing is actually starting to encumber the money. So we're at a very good place right now. All right, sir. Next one. Funding timeline. This is from January of 2017 to January 2020 here. You can see there, the two blue squares are the legislative session this past spring. Then we've got the governor's signature. Then funding happens about July of each year. So you got July 17, July 18, July 19 is when the funding's going to come. Encumbrance will happen somewhere around late August, September of each year. So that's kind of where the funding's going to fall. That's important because we don't want to outrun the funding as we get into construction. All right, this is the design process. This is where we are right now. We're starting over. We're going to sit down and give you a brand new school. With our design, 15% schematic design. That is working out the floor plan. This is what it's going to look like. So we'll get it figured out. Go ahead, Seth, click each one of them, move a little bit. When you
okay.
All right, go to the next
all right.
one. 20% of our is design development. That's when we start coming up out of the ground. We start looking at what the buildings look like. It becomes three-dimensional. All our consultants start working. The mechanical, plumbing, electrical, all those start working with everything. All right. Next is construction documents. That's when we go into it and get it ready for the contractor to do his work. We get all the documents finished there. All right, next one is bidding and negotiating. However you decide to procure this, we allow time. If we're going to bid it, if we're going to select a CM, however that's going to be, we've got time in there for that. And then the last is construction administration. 20% of our fee is devoted to the actual building of the school, overseeing that and everything. So, all right, go ahead. So we put that, start putting that on a timeline with increments. We figure about 2 months for a schematic, 2 months for design development, and then construction documents, we figure about 2 months. That may not be exactly identical, but that's about the timeline duration it'll take. If we can finish something earlier, one of the things we're going to look at is, can we reuse some plans and stuff? If we can do that, you'll save some money and we'll save some time. So anything we can save, we'll take it off the timeline there. All right, go ahead. Construction timeline, same thing. We're going to select the contractor. That will take a couple of months there. We got to advertise for approximately 30 days, then you got to select and negotiate and everything, so we've got some time there for that. If you go construction management, pre-construction, they will actually take the documents, they will go through them, do some estimating, make sure we're on track, then ultimately they will bid it all out. So they'll bid it out during this time frame, and they will come back to you with a guaranteed maximum price. So we've allowed time for that. Again, it may take a little more than 2 months to select them. It will take less than 4 months, 2 months to select and less than 4 months for pre-construction, but overall it'll average out. And we think it'll take 14 months for construction there. All right, so let's put it all together on the timeline. The teal colors, the design 6 months we have there, what we're going to do is run the selection of the contractor and the pre-construction together with the design. So we're running all that concurrent. We give them 14 months for construction. That puts us finishing up at the end of June in 2019. If you look, funding's right there at the end. The last funding cycle's right there, so we're a little ahead, but a contractor can hold for that amount of time. So if we can get started in the next month or so, we should be able to finish up, you know, June of 2019. So that's kind of the big picture of everything. Any questions?
So we'd be in a new building August 2019.
August of 19.
That's what we want to.
If we get you in June, that'll give you July to move in. So that's kind of quick, big picture. All right. All right, procuring the project. When we did Hosford together, we did construction management. So I started with construction management. Basically, this allows you for the selection of the contractor based on qualifications. That's very important. You would like to have somebody building your school that's built schools before. So that's number one. Allows for a GMP, a guaranteed maximum price. They will come to you and say, if you sign on this, this is all the money we're going to spend here, is this. So that's very important there. Minimizes an opportunity for change orders. Again, they sign off on the guaranteed maximum price. The only change orders that come back to you are deductive change orders for tax savings and those types of things. Project is bid via subcontractors. So it is bid. It meets all the procurement requirements and everything, but the construction manager bids it to the subcontractors. They will have a big bid. We'll all be part of it and everything. And you will see where all the bids are, and then they will select the low bidder from that. So that helps you. All savings in this delivery method are returned to the owner. So this is the delivery method that provides you the opportunity to do tax savings, to do some things there. And it's all open book, so as they realize the savings, we see them, and it's returned to you. So once the construction gets going, we will come in with monthly updates, and typically we'll come in with a deductive change order here and there because of where we are with tax savings and stuff. Money will be added back. And most important to you, this delivery method maximizes local participation. They bid it all out. We can really hone in on the local guys, and they can break it into parts and pieces that local people can bid on. If there's a local, for instance, if there's a local plumber, local brick mason, whatever, they can't do all of it, but could do a building or two, they can break packages up and hone them in just for that. So we can maximize local participation there. And that's for construction management. All right. Next is traditional bid. With this gives you the lowest obtainable price. Now, we could do the triangle that says I'm going to give you the lowest price, quality, and time, and we can talk about how they're related to each other, and typically you get two. With this will give you the lowest price. There's no assurance in a qualified contractor. The last time we hard bid a big special facility funded school, it was in Taylor County, it was a high school, and a contractor out of Alabama that had never built a Florida school got it. He was low bidder, and we had to accept it. So I just say, take that into account. Change orders will occur with a traditional bid. The way we look at it a lot of times, that the lowest bidder is the person who makes the biggest mistake. So there is that. You have to, that's the reality of it. And you're looking at minimizing local participation. The guy comes in from Alabama, he brings all his subs in, and it's his number, he's standing up for it. If he didn't have any bidders, you're not going to get any local bidders participating. So that's the cons on traditional bidding there. Again, it'll give you the lowest obtainable price, but you give up a lot to get that. And we feel like you can get a low price with construction management. It'll be within a few percent of where he is with the other. So you know, it's negligible. All right. That's kind of my presentation tonight. Are there any other questions or anything else you want me to come back to the board and address at this time?
What you kind of hinted on something, and maybe I missed it, so forgive me. Did we on the Hosford project, didn't we utilize our tax exempt status to get some stuff?
Yes, tax
savings. Is that
savings.
What you were talking
That's what
about?
I'm talking about, tax savings.
Okay.
Yep. What they do is put together the purchase orders.
Correct.
Give them to Sheila.
I know we had to adjust the threshold, so we didn't have to go through that.
Right. But
every
she.
Time.
But then you buy the materials, and you get all the tax savings.
Gotcha.
And we're averaging about 1.5% or so on a job. So if you know, if you're looking at $15 million, you're you know, $200,000 to $250,000 in tax savings, which is a big number.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Any other questions?
I got a question. This might not be the right time to ask it, maybe, but as an architect, do y'all inspect the work that's going on out there?
We
or who will be responsible?
We
for
will inspecting? We will be there weekly doing inspections. During construction, but we will also have a threshold inspector doing inspections. We will also have a building inspector around too, a building official around too that will be doing inspections. So we will have multiple entities looking at the construction while it's going on.
Now, the building inspector, will that be the building inspector from this county or would it be? I know whenever I built state buildings, they had inspectors come out of Tallahassee to
right.
do it, and we had to meet certain requirements, and they made us tear it all up and redo it.
Right. It depends on who's available to do it, to be very honest. And if the school board's got a contract with somebody, we utilize them. If they don't, then we'll find somebody.
We exempt from not having our county inspector inspected, so we'll have to get somebody between ourselves and CRA and the inspector.
That's what I'm kind of looking at is, are we going to have somebody that's confident to be able to, you know, all the rules in construction change from the thickness of metal to,
right.
you know, and who knows all that? It's going to be inspected.
There will also be a fire safety inspector, too, that will come out.
And another way you control some of that is when we purchase the metal, the block and all, we purchase what they have on there. So they don't get to go purchase theirself and it be a smaller size and we don't know it. We'll purchase it ourselves. And so we know what's going in the home.
All the shop drawings and everything will be approved through our office, our engineers and everything. But yes, we will, and I'll let you know who.
And we'll have somebody inspecting it before it's covered up with concrete.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
But you're saying y'all have some quality control that's going to come out.
Absolutely. Yeah. We'll be weekly, if not more often. So.
Okay. Anybody have any other questions?
Any other questions?
Mr. Kelly? Okay. Thank you, Mr. Kelly.
You
appreciate your time.
Thank you, Mr. Kelly.
All right, we'll go ahead and move on to item number 8 under consent items. Item B, approve a maternity leave of absence for Chastity Pullen beginning September 8th through November 30th, 2017. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item C, approve the assessment calendar for the Liberty County School Board 2017-2018 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Sorry, who was that? By Mr. Petty. Thank you. Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item D, approve the Liberty Learning Center student handbook for the 2017-2018 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Reddick. Any discussion?
I've got one thing.
Okay.
That, and I can't tell you how to get here on this, but in the, where it talks about school hours, it talks school hours from 7:30 to 3 o'clock. But then in that same paragraph there, it talks students can't be dropped off before 7:45. It's kind of confusing to me, and it'd probably be confusing to
in this handbook.
Yeah. And then on over in the handbook, it also says students can be dropped off 7:30 to 8:30. I don't know if we want to concrete that time down, because if they're going to that school, they probably need to be a little more disciplined than going to the high school, because that's our discipline problems. If we need them there at 8 o'clock, they need to be there by 8 o'clock, because after 8:30, then they tardy. So we can give everybody, all of them show up at 8:25, they ain't tardy today, and there's 30 minutes of the school day. You know, it's a little bit confusing to me.
Right.
The school is responsible for, is this student supervision 7:30 to 3:10? Do you agree?
Mm-hmm. You talking about drop-off times?
Yeah. I can't tell you on mine, I think it's
8:06. Jesse, you recall what that?
School hour, seven, it's on.
Is this for LLC or is it?
LLC.
Oh,
This is LLC. This is Liberty Learning.
Never mind, I'm sorry.
And I think it's just something we need to look at and maybe
it's probably just
change them times.
It was probably just an oversight in that one spot with the tweaking of all the stuff. So
and I know everything
I'll look at it again. On the school group, the K-8 schools and the high school, we're responsible from 7:30 to 8:30. Instruction does not start till 8:30.
Right.
So they do breakfast from 8 to 8:30, or 8 to 8:15 at LLC in the past. So if you can kind of clarify. So they would, if they're going to come and eat breakfast, they would need to be here at 8. Then at 8:30 they can start instruction.
So 8:30 is
actual instruction time.
And it says 7:33.
And it says 7:33. You know that? To me, that's confusing. It may be confusing to other parents out there. This might be something we'll look at.
It's by page 10.
The good thing, of course, if we're talking about a minimum of students, eight kids, I think. If we need to, we can make a personal contact, Laura, to make sure they don't get confused.
Well, we haven't sent this out yet.
Oh, okay, good deal.
Yeah,
I see.
I just wanted y'all to look at that.
Yeah.
Make sure we kosher on all that.
Good deal.
What page did you say?
It's page 10 out of 35. It's on. It says screen 10, but it says school hour 7:30 to 3. Students will arrive no earlier than 7:45, but it has school hours at 7:30 to 3.
Okay. Is that a deal you scroll on over and over page?
I think
it's
the teachers from here at 7:30.
Yeah, what it means is, I think, like what you said, is teachers will be there at 7:30.
I think that's it.
They can be dropped off at 7:30 to
8:30. The first bus could drop off as early as 7:30, and most likely it's going to be closer to 7:45, because they drop off first at Toller, and we don't take them before, I'm not here anymore, or does it take them before 7:30? So it would be closer to 7:45 bus would even get here. But a parent can drop off technically according to that at 7:30, but we would have a teacher here by then.
If you go on over where it says student drop-off in the morning, it says students who are brought to school should be dropped off at Liberty Learning Center between 7:30 and 8:30. So it's saying they can be dropped off at 7:30, but over there it says students will arrive no earlier than 7:45.
Yeah.
So
I just think that's something that we probably need to look at.
And I'm that was an oversight because I originally had it at 7:45 before I talked with the teacher to find out if they would flex their hours and be here at 7:30. Because teachers technically don't start until 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. But the teacher's willing to do flex, do 7:30 to 3. So that we do have somebody here on campus.
So I think maybe the only thing, part, Laura, that I'm seeing is where it says 7:45, just have 7:30. But other than that, I think the rest of it's... Do we have any other discussion? So should we restate the motion so it says pending that one correction?
I think you should.
Okay. So with the motion, we will approve the Liberty Learning Center student handbook for the 2017-2018 school year pending the one correction on page, I believe, 10 to show 7:30 a.m. Do I have a motion to accept that with that amendment?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hayes. Any other discussion?
Hang on, I'm still writing.
Okay.
Pending the correction on page 10 to start at 7:30.
To show students will arrive no earlier than 7:30 a.m.
All right, what was the vote?
Motion.
Vote.
Motion
and second.
Remind me who. Motion was Mr. Petty, second by Mr. Hayes. Sorry about that. All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank y'all. Item E, recommend approving the Liberty County School District Employee Handbook for the 2017-2018 school year. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers, second by Mr. Reddick. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item F, approve the 21st century personnel consent items from the attached table for the 2017-2018 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye.
No.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G, approve the personnel consent items from the August 8, 2017 table is attached. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Yes.
Second by Mr. Hayes. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye.
No.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 9, finance action items. Approve the contract between Liberty County School District and Simmons Consulting LLC for the 21st century evaluation services. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. We'll move on down to emergency items. Item number 12. Item A, approve the contract between Liberty County School Board and Clemens, Rutherford, and Associates to build the new Liberty County High School. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick, second by Mr. Hayes. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. That's a good thing. I'm excited.
Right.
Item B, approve the contract between Liberty County School Board and World Class Sports of Leon County, Inc. and Titus Sports Academy, beginning at the completion of signage of contract through June 30th, 2018. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion?
Now this is going to be for employees also.
I can't say.
Can
you help me
on that one?
Or I think
this is the
champion.
Yes. It's for the
well,
children.
The contract says it's for kids and employees. So
okay.
I just want to make sure.
Okay.
Some employees may want to participate, some may not. I'm not going up.
Do we have any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item C, approve the recommendation to hire Danielle Baggett as teacher at W.R. Toller K through 8 school effective August 2nd, 2017. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item D, approve the recommendation to transfer one 10-month paraprofessional position from ELC to W.R. Toller effective August 2nd, 2017. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Reddick. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item E, approve the recommendation to transfer Penny Cochran, 10-month paraprofessional position from ELC to W.R. Toller effective August 2nd, 2017. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item F, approve the recommendation to hire Josh Myers as a teacher at W.R. Toller K through 8 school effective August 2nd, 2017. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G, approve FMLA maternity leave for Amanda Eichland beginning August 1st, 2017 through September 1st, 2017. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Going on back to item number 10. Any board member items tonight?
I got one. Why don't we have an open house at the elementary at 3 to 5? I mean, a lot of calls that parents say they can't make it. Any reasons? And I don't.
Well, we talked a lot about it. We're trying to get it in before beginning of school on Thursday. So we're down to the wire. Have it.
But couldn't you have that 5 to 7?
Well, it was rationale. Anybody can gay or any of y'all, because we debated it one up, one side down the other.
I think it was so the teachers wouldn't have to go home.
Well, the open house for the parents, and a lot of parents, I don't know about the rest of them, I got smashed across the county on about the open house. And I can understand,
yeah.
But we can do it next year kind of a little later if we can. Kind of get parents taken, especially the smaller kids.
We talked about it a few years ago, and right. and it pushed on to 6 o'clock or six, whatever,
right.
A little bit later in the, or earlier in the evening or later in the afternoon, however you want to look at it. But it's inched its way back, and it's hard for working parents. I know it's a commitment for the teachers, which one gives, but we're trying to get our parents involved, and it sure be good. I took a lot of calls on
yeah.
that as well. Did the school board do that?
No,
we didn't do that.
I said superintendent done it. No, I told them we'll work on what I told them. It's just like miscommunication or something.
Does anybody have anything else?
I want to thank the PTO down at Toller for what they did.
Absolutely.
Down there. They, got out there, rolled their sleeves up in the rain, and laid sod, mowed.
They did a lot of work.
Did a lot of work, and it's looking good down there.
Good.
And I've been by just about every campus, and all our campuses is looking
yep.
good, ready for the start of school. I appreciate the hard work.
Yeah.
These maintenance papers done in the last week, too.
And also, Gracie came and met with Kevin and I this afternoon on the playground down there, and she wants to come and do a little quick presentation
mm-hmm.
for us at our next regular meeting, so she'll be out to talk to us about the project, and it's a big project.
Yes.
Just under $100,000 for the new playground in here, fired up. But I agree with Jane, they have done a lot.
Yes, they have. Anybody else?
I got one thing. I talked to Mr. Kevin or William before the thing about the bus routes. I've taken a call from a constituent over that way about a safety issue of traditionally went down a private road to pick up their kids, and now that's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
But where they would pick them up on the highway is on a curve up there north of Posford. That, you know, with all the log trucks going back and forth to GP, that there's a safety issue. Mm-hmm. Is that something we could look into to see if what's in the best needs of making sure that that's a safe situation? If a bus stops right there on the curve.
What we typically do on that, I got one down at his house the same way.
Yeah.
Same way.
I've already called the county, and I called DOT on this. Of course, we put signs out.
Right,
that don't
right.
really matter. You pick up on the incoming curve on the right side of the bus. So if somebody does run the bus stop, there's no way the kid can get run over unless he hits the bus head on. You wouldn't pull up around the curve and let the kid come across.
Pick up goes north, is that what you're saying?
Well, we'll go north or south, depending on what. Yeah. Way it's safest.
Yeah. What side of the road they're on.
What side of the road you're on and which way the curve's turning. That's how you work those pickups. Is, you know, like here at Johnson Hill, Johnson Crossing, on that steep hill mm-hmm. going
right.
Reds. We only pick up and drop off one way because you don't want to come over the hill and hit
gotcha.
The bus.
Gotcha.
We'll do the same thing with a curve, you know, curve or any. And some of them, you know, according to the statute and y'all's policy, you have to move them up or down a little bit to accommodate that.
For that
for
safety
that
issue.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
That's what I didn't know the answer to.
I called county yard about the issue down close to his house, and so I'll call the state of Florida DOT and get them to put some signs up there, but we all know signs really don't matter. So we take the bus and use the bus in an area, safe area where, you know, if they come around the curve and you want to let they don't pass on the left side, so what? As long as the kid's not coming across, you keep the kid on the right side and pick them up. So that all they do is step into the bus. They don't have to cross the highway.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you eliminate a lot of those problems.
So that may be a safety hazard if the bus come out of that driveway on the curve. Get T-cross.
Same way. And we have to, and see, in Florida Administration Code, they tell you not to back up a bus. But we
mm-hmm.
have to.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just no way around it. But according to that, they say do not back up unless it's absolutely, you know, necessity. So Miss Moore's going up that road, she can pick up going up and she's got to come back. Depending on what side of the road they're on and how the curve is determines when she picks them up.
So the kid never crosses.
She might
the
pass
road.
Them going up there.
Right, to be able to get them on
back.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's how we,
right.
we just don't go up there and pick them up, you know, she
to avoid them having to walk across the road.
Across the street, yeah.
But right. now if they're walking across the road, sometimes they might have to if the curve's the right way because you want to block the traffic with the bus. It just depends. Every situation is different. We're going to drop off there, close to Mr. Hayes' house. We're going to pick up and drop off going the same way strictly because of the curve. Typically, you run your drop off backwards. But in his situation, we're going to run it the same way strictly because of the curve, and we might have to do the same.
Right. Gotcha. Okay.
Anybody else? Okay. If we don't have any closing comments or no more board member items, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Motion
by Mr. Reddick, second by Mr. Hayes. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you all.
Miss Kelly, we're gonna break. Miss Jess, we're gonna break ground.
Yes, we're gonna
meet Wednesday morning. That's a good idea. What about breaking ground?
As soon as we get a contract on board, we'll start talking about breaking ground. As soon as we get
more money,
Sheila,
let's get a contract on board.
She should be.
Yeah, the answer to that is yes, we can. I'd rather get the contractor on board, but then we can. The first thing he does is break the
because if Tony's not there and Mary's not there, we can't hear the box.
I started, hey, before you said something, I was going to pay Tony and say, we need a full book report, Mr. Flowers. And then you spoke up and said you had that question. I just about said it, joking. But then you did give it.